Chof Teshvat, Wednesday the 18th of February, Rabbi Yechiel Cohen, Mai Melochim.
Administrator of Start Their Torah Way, NW11, scheduled me to speak this morning. I was unaware of the Ashkocha Protis. It was actually the day of my father's Yahrzeit. Father of Yisrael, Rabbi Cohen, lived here in Golden Green for a number of years. London Mechanuch is the Yahrzeit. And once I realized that, I planned to dedicate a few words this morning, if there is interest to anyone, that is actually Mishmosa. I definitely didn't know at the time, and only found out last night, of the Patira of the Gan HaTzadik, and the Tayre Rol B'chon, Rabbi Chonon Halperin, and it makes it a little bit difficult to speak today. And I hope all as well, from the words that we said, will be serious and the early Shmosso, and perhaps some of the things that we will mention will actually be, will bring us to a recognition of some of his godless. When one talks about Kibud Av'eim, so there's Kibud Av'eim, there's honouring one's parents, and then there's Meira, certain amount of Meira Av'eim. One rarely uses the word for one's parents, the word awe. Awe, A-W-E, is a word which we reserve for G'dayli Yisrael. One stands next to G'dayli Yisrael, however small in stature the G'dayli may be. One feels sometimes, one stands in the presence, one feels like a, if I could use the word, like a worm. I know when I stand next to Avraham Rosh Yeshiva, Avraham Guritz, Yeshiva of Beis Yosef and Gateshead, Yeshiva Gdela, he may be shorter than me physically, but one feels so small, one feels in a way, not physically scared, I don't know whether he can pack a punch, but one feels a tremendous awe when one stands in the presence of a Gadol Yisrael. And I remember that feeling years ago when I went to see the stipe Lezechet Tzadik Livrocha. And literally when I stood in this presence, one wasn't even queued up for the stipe, one's teeth were chattering, one's knees were knocking together, and he was old, and he was shvach, and he was sitting down, and yet the awe which surrounded him, the Kedusha, was incredible. One felt that when I went to the stipe, that not only was he looking at you, but he was looking through you. Not only was looking through you, but he understood everything about you, where you came from, where you were going through, what your thoughts are about. It was an incredible feeling. His Kedusha radar was so finely tuned that they say a story about the Stipler. I'm not an Eid Rishon, but it's a story which they tell that he was once sitting and learning in his room, and he felt uneasy, he felt disturbed. Something was bothering him. And they investigated, and they found that outside, in the courtyard, outside Rechav Rashbam, the electricians had been at work. And somehow, the wires had been reorganized. And the wires were crossed and crossing each other, in the form of a tselem, in the form of a cross. Now, this is beyond my understanding. But the cross is something which is a tselem. Something in the form of a human, something, a lack of Kedusha, and the stipler couldn't concentrate. It disturbed his equilibrium, it disturbed his manucha. He couldn't concentrate. Somehow there was static on the line. Now imagine, well, let me add something further. Those of you who've been to Tesoron's Brebrach and you've been to the Lederman Shul, they wouldn't have windows, they don't have windows like these in the Lederman Shul. In the Lederman Shul, the windows are shaped like a leaf. These are a 90 degree angle. Again, this is not the halacha, this is an hogger of the stipler, and therefore there's a problem here, there's a shape of a cross. But in Ledermans they're like a leaf, they're at 45 degrees, they're not 90 degrees angle, they're at 45 degrees. Do I understand it? Do I feel it? Does it bother me? Is it or not? I don't know whether it bothers anybody, but the stipler on his level, his radar of Gdusha, there was a shinui, there was a change. Now imagine coming into the stipler. It was an awesome experience. I tell you, it was an awesome experience. Imagine going to the stipler and you see him sitting there. And as you come in, your mouth drops. Because you see him sitting there, and draped over the snipe rope, right over his head, are these gorgeous golden angels. You say, what? What? This is the man, this is the Kodesh that I've heard about, that his sensitivity to Kedusha, his sensitivity to anything resembling any human being, any image, is so stark. And there's something wrong here. Is it all a lie? There's some contradiction here. How can the stipler be sitting under this thing which is... I know in Gateshead, I live in a house which is in a very old house, and in the hallway there's an arch, and there's certain figurines which come out of the wall. And people who lived there before me have the practice to knock off the noses because they resembled some sort of image. There are people, I don't do it, there are people who machmir and with dolls, and they deform the dolls in order they shouldn't have the face of a person. Allah has the sun and the moon not to draw. And here, the stipler's sitting in underneath these gorgeous golden angels. That's a moshe, because the stipler didn't have that. But shouldn't it bother us? You open up a parsha in the Torah, and parsha's truma, and we've all seen the pictures in the picture book, and we know that they're inside the Kodesh Kodoshim, in the holiest of holiest mokim, where the Nekayim God was allowed to go, and the Yom Kippurim, the most Kodesh day of the year, what do you find? You find Kruvim. You find the image of a boy and a girl facing each other in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of all that we know about Avodah Zarah and all that we know about the Ayamuna and all that we're not allowed to make, create things in any sort of form, and inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim alein, inside the holiest of holiest, are Kruvim. Are you talking? I don't understand such a thing. And perhaps one can ask even stronger, why doesn't it bother us? I don't know how many of you ever had this question. Why, Taki, does it not bother us? It doesn't bother us, but it bothered somebody else very, very much. If I can trouble somebody for a Gemara Yuma, please. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that b'shal shenichnesu goyim lehichal, when the goyim, the Ummi Sa'ilam, came into the Beis HaMikdash, terrible tzar for Klal Yisrael, imagine storming their way in to the Kodesh Kodashim. What have they got there behind these curtains? What have the Jews got there? What are they hiding that they know and not allow nobody in? They allow nobody into the Kodesh Kodashim, into the Beis HaMikdash. What have they got there? Thank you very much, Yaakov. What have they got there? What are they hiding? And the Gemara tells us an incredible thing. The Gemara tells us when the Goyim came into the Heichal, and they saw the Kruvim, they started to deride Klal Yisrael. Aha! So this is what you've got there. So this is what you're keeping behind there, hidden. Does anybody know the Maramokim, which I mislead? Okay. And they took it round, Kol Amim, the Amim, the Pot, the Quotes, the Posakin, Eicha. Hiziluah, Kiro, Ervasa, they said, aha, they say, this is the Rabbi Nishleilam, they say that Nishkin Avodah Zarah, and they say Nishkin Arayis, and look what they've got there in the Kodesh Kodashim. Because the role of Kerubim, Murim Zebazet, said Bizman, the time of the Churim Beis HaMikdash, was a tremendous man Ava from the Rabbi Nishleilam, and the Kerubim were Murim Zebazet. And Umar Zayn was shocked. Ha ha, that's what they've got behind there. The question doesn't bother us. The question bothered them. So much so that they took it round and they showed everybody, they showed the Ummah Sa'ilam, look at these Jews. So what's the shot? So the question is two things. Why is the question ever bothered us? And also, Taka, why? Why in the Kodesh Kodashim should there be Kruim, something which is so foreign from us and so strange? The Meshech Chochmah Pashut VaYakil tells us something incredible to help us to understand it. And the Meshech Chochmah says that out of all the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, says the Meshech Chochmah, the only one which was only allowed to be made by Bezalel, and the only one which had to be nignaz in later years and couldn't be made by anybody else was the Orin and the Krum. Says Bezalel, says the Meshech Chochmah, who was Bezalel? Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. He was the Enikel of Chur. What do we know about Chur? Who was Chur? Chur was the individual that we know who stood up. B'shas the Egel Momesh Rabbeinu was in Shamayim and Klal Yisrael miscalculated. And the Erev Rav made the Egel. And everybody protested. But there was one person who was Meisa Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. There was one person who was prepared to put his life on the line, literally, his life on the line to Mekadeshem Shamayim for Avodah Zarah. That was Chur. And Chur, Mesiris Nefesh, was so strong. His Hashpon, his Mishpacha was so strong, says the Meshech Chochmah. That Mitzad HaTeva and Mitzad HaChinuch, both from the nature and from the nurture, both from the genes which Chur invested in his children, and from the Chinuch in the family, Avodah Zarah, anything to the lack of Emunah, was abhorred to such a strong degree that when Bezalel created the Kerubim, his Kedusha was on such a high level that not one single one of us here today and not one single Yid has ever been bothered by the question, why Kerubim? Isn't that incredible? The level of Kedusha that Bezalel invested in those Kerubim was so phenomenally great and so deep and so amok and so lofty and so kodesh that it's never bothered us. That question, Kruvin? Kruvin? An image in the Kodesh Kodashim? Says the Meshech Chochmah, it's never bothered any one of us. Because these were fashioned by Bezalel, who was an Einikel of Chur, who invested such a high darga of Kedusha in his family, that none of us have ever come. That because Bezalel created the Kruvin, none of us have ever had that, or none of us have ever been bothered by that Machshava, Kruvim in the Kodesh Kodashim. What are they doing there? And that's why nobody else could make the Kruvim in subsequent generations, because only Bezalel created it in that way that none of us, if anybody else, would have created Kruvim. Chas v'shalom, we would have had questions. But the question still remains. Okay, we've never had that Ta'ara, because Bezalel created the Kruvim, as we said, for the Meshech Chochmah. But why? Why did the Rebbeinu mitzaveh? What is the vital lesson in the Kruvim, which we could have not done without that lesson? That we were set up to the possibility of the question. Why does the Rebbeinu give a Pesach here, Kavayochel, for Apikorosis? Why put us in a situation of this very strange situation where the Goyim did have the question? We haven't got the question. But what's the vital lesson that we're supposed to come away with from these Kruvim, which is so important for us to learn? And even though we keep it behind the curtain, but it's a lesson which Klal Yisrael had to internalize, and we had to learn about in the parashas. What do we have to go away with from the parasha of Kruvim and take away with us that is so vital? I want to share with you two machshavas. Excuse me, two machshavas which I've seen, which have inspired me, and perhaps it'll inspire you as well. One machshava is from the Baal HaTurim. Baal HaTurim quotes a pasuk. Excuse me if I don't get the grammar 100% correct, I don't have the pasuk in front of me. The Baal HaTurim quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, when he talks about the Kruvim, and the Kruvim had the faces of children. The Kodesh Kodashim is the mokim that we know we mispalel tel talpiyos, we mispalel towards the Mizrach, we mispalel towards the Kodesh HaKodashim. All our tefillahs ascend from there. Chavetz Chaim says in his letter to the soldiers in Sefer Machon Yisroel, letter to soldiers fighting in the foreign battlefields, and he writes of the two prerequisites to tefillah, says that which the Chofetz Chaim writes, one of them is, wherever you are, face Mizrach. Mizrach is our contact place. It's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's very easy for us to face Mizrach physically, but our minds to be directed towards the Mokeh, where all the tefillahs go up to Shamayim. That is the plug-in, that's the USB, that's the contact point between all our tefillahs. The Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's unique about the Kodesh HaKadoshim? What's unique that our tefillahs should ascend from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, says the Baal HaTorim, quoting a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ki nar Yisrael v'oyavev. Klal Yisrael is a nar, and therefore I love him. The Rebbe Shem's love to Klal Yisrael. Our zchus. What's the zchus of Klal Yisrael? Who are we? Why are we special? What's the Rebbe Shem's special love to us? I understand from the Baal HaTorim, it's not from Klal Yisrael specifically, from our avoda per se. Not from our limud ha-Torah per se, not from our avodah or gemilas chasod per se, but from our attitude towards that. Because we have the middah of narus, the middah of youth, of frishkeit, of always wanting to learn, of always seeing new horizons, of not being dulled as Klal Yisrael go through history and through all the matzavim of Klal Yisrael, we always remain with that middah of narus, of youth, of frishkeit, of wanting to learn. I think of my father's Zachrin Levracha, Atzeif Yonov, with a smile on his face, with the middle of Naris, alive, always a Bren, always a Cheshek. I remember the last day he couldn't, his feet were so bad. His feet were so terrible, we refused to sit for Brochas. I stand for Brochas. His feet were eaten away, Rachman Litzan. I refuse. That Frischkeit, alive. We have in the words in Klal Yisrael, we always talk about a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham, always being in Bebechinas a Talmud. I always want to learn. You come into a Yid's house, the Goyim come into the house sometimes, and they see, oh, look, they see Sforim. They ask, are you a lawyer? Why have you got all these books? Books and books. You know, what are all these books for? You come into a Yiddish Stub. What's the Yid got in his Shabbos room? Sforim. Sforim, we want to learn, we want to climb, we desire, we want to grow. And I asked the Talmud Chacham this morning, here in Golders Green, tell me something about Rav Chana which I can say and start the way, tell me a nekuda which, from your angle, from your little angle, of course there's many bechinas. And he said to me, he was a person, besides the nekuda of bringing yadus of charedish yadus, having tremendous hand in NW11, and bringing bezchusay, but also a godin who always was Messiah to G'dayli Yisrael, always running, pursuing that middah of always being a Talmud, a middah of Narus, or being alive, unto this godl, unto that godl, unto the other godl, always seeking another kernel, another nugget, another bit of inspiration, another bit of hadrocha. We don't just relax in our armchairs when it comes to certain years of our life and say, that's it, chas v'sholom, a yid is always in the middle of a nar, and that's the ar. The love of the Rebbeinu Shlom to Klal Yisrael. Not so much from our actual learning and our actual Torah, our Veda, or Gemilas Chasadim, but rather from our attitude, from our Hiseiris, our attitude, our warmth, our desire, our Cheshik, our Hislavas towards these things. And that's why in the Kodesh Kadoshim, Kavi Yochad, the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to remind us of that his Ava comes to us from that middle of Naus. That's one Mashal. Going back further in Chazal, Rabbeinu Bechai says that the reason why there were kruvim in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he says that the nekudah is because the second precept of Emunah, after we're ma'amin, there is a Rabbeinu Shleilam, is to be ma'amin in Malachim, to ma'amin in angels. I know you probably thought when you saw the ad, my angels, you'll probably think of Angel of the North. It's got Angel of the North on his brain. But you should know, it's a very, very boring statue. Those of you who've been there's not much to do there on a Sunday afternoon, besides for an ice cream van, a windswept hill. There's nothing much, a lot of taxpayers' money there wasted. It's not very pretty. I wasn't thinking about that. Rabbeinu Bechai says that the Yisod of Malachim is such an important Yisod. Such an important fundamental of our Emunah, because it's through Malachim that the Rebbeinu Shlom communicates with his Nevi'im. Well, I want to share with you Nachanukah, which I saw a couple of months ago, and for me it gave me a tremendous buzz. And it's a mashal in the end of Sota. And the mashal is talking about the mitzvah of Levoya. Levoya accompanying, the mitzvah of Levoya, there it's talking about Hachnasos Erchim, and the mitzvah of Levoya, I'm sure it applies as well to the type of Levoya which unfortunately we have to be mekayim today as well. And we often think of Levoya as accompanying somebody. You accompany somebody because the person is going on a journey, and the person may be going to a mokum sakana, and you want to accompany him to look after him. The person shouldn't get attacked. Frik de Marshal, you're only walking Dalad Amos out of the house. You're not walking very far. What's your Dalad Amos? What are your 4 cubits, your couple of yards out of the house going to help this person? You're only walking a couple of yards. Says the Marshal, and I find this is so powerful that once I understood it, I realized we can use it in so many ways. Says the Marshal, when a person has a good intention to do something, he creates malachim. You create malachim. I can only walk you 4 hours. I'm not going to go to Eretz Yisrael today for the Levaya. I'm going to walk you a couple of, but since I want to be Makai in the midst of a Levaya, I'm going to send my malachim with my angels, the malachim that I've created through my rotzoin, or through my maisim, will accompany the person further. My malachim, I can send my malachim with Eretz Yisrael today to retire in the midst of Levoya. I can only do 4 hours. I have to go other business to get on with. You have a guest that comes to your house. You can't accompany him too far. You've got other things to see to. But with the rotzoin, with the desire to do so, says the Marashal, says Saita, I can create malachim, and those malachim will continue the things that I can't do. There's a similar marashal in the beginning of Makkos. The marashal says, "Bederach she'adam reitzei leilech meilichin oisa." In the way that a person wants to go, he is led. "Bederach she'adam reitzei leilech." I have an intention to do something. I would like to do something meilichin oisa. So marashal is bothered by the lashon meilichin. It should say meilichin is plural. They take him. Who's the they? It should say yoilich oisa. The rebbeinu will take him. What's meilichin? Says the marashal, because we have a good intention to do something. You create malachim, and malachim will help you surmount all the difficulties that you have. I saw a vote to one of the Ger Rebbe, I think it was the Beis Yisrael. Ein davar ha'oymed b'fnei ha'rotza. There's nothing that stands, we say in English, where there's a will, there's a way. If you want something, that has to be quantified and classified, exactly what that means. The Beis Yisrael said, in Dover Umid Befleh Rotzain, there's nothing which could stop you wanting. You can't do something, but you can want it. And if you want it with a ganza heart, then you create malachim, and those are also malachim, and those will also help you, and those will also count on you on your account. The angel of the north is bolted down to the ground. I don't know how many tons of steel and metal, and the angel of the north ain't going nowhere. It's got its massive wings, the sound of a jumbo jet. It ain't going nowhere. But under a malachim, our malachim can achieve so much. I think sometimes people in Eretz Yisrael need a yeshua, yidden, need a yeshua, not something of tzara in difficult times. And I can't achieve everything, but I can have a rotzlin. I can beam my malachim over to them. I can give them shmira with my tefillah, with my rotzlin. And I want to help them, and I want to help another yid, and I can't. Actually, I don't have the wherewithal to accompany them into battle. I don't have the wherewithal. I don't even know of all that source. I don't have the wherewithal in every way to be able to help everybody. But with a rotzain, I can create malachim. And those malachim are there. Those malachim will accompany them because I've got the rotzain to do so. Just to finish off, just in this moment, thinking of the Levaya, how many thousands and millions of malachim does Chusei Yisrael Chonon are coming to meet him in Shomayim? For all the Maisim Tovim, all the Tfilas, and all the Zikya Rabim, all the Tfilas from the Gansa, from the Shtot, there's Chusei. We'll finish off, Dakish B'mi Melitz Yosha, and we'll go about again, come the Shech Tekenu, and hear of your main or Amen.
Yeah. Amen.